In baseball news, in his first game since left hip surgery in January, A-Rod went hitless in 2 at-bats for the Charleston River Dogs. Checking the scoreboard now, the Yankees beat the Twins 7-3. Robinson Cano homered for the 3rd straight game, and Phil Hughes gave up 1 run on 6 hits in 7 innings. The Twins also gave Mariano Rivera an unusual gift. They presented Rivera with a rocking chair made from broken bats with the inscription, Chair of Broken Dreams. The Red Sox beat the Padres 4-1. Brandon Snyder hit a bases-loaded double, and John Lackey struck out 6 over 8 strong innings. And the Mets handed Patrick Corbin his first loss, breaking away from Arizona 9-1 and sending the National League West leaders to their season-worst 5th straight defeat. In the National League, Homer Bailey fired his 2nd career no-hitter in leading Cincinnati to a 3-0 shutout of San Francisco. Milwaukee blanked Washington 4-0, Philadelphia defeated Pittsburgh 3-1, Atlanta cruised ahead of Miami 11-3, and the Dodgers bested Colorado 8-0. In the American League, it was Detroit over Toronto 7-6, Texas fell to Seattle 9-2, the White Sox defeated Baltimore 5-2, Cleveland topped Kansas City 6-5, and Tampa Bay shut out Houston 8-0. In tennis news, so much for an American winning at Wimbledon. Sloane Stephens was eliminated by France's Marianne Bartoli 6-4, 7-5. Last week's murder arrest of former Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has brought attention to his past. Boston police are asking for help in probing a double killing potentially linked to Hernandez. Finally, attorneys for former Syracuse assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine say he's dropping his lawsuit against ESPN. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.